When it comes to AI in the classroom, we have questions far more than we have answers. You're listening to SDPB's Teacher Talk, where two teachers and a journalist get together to talk about all our questions about education that keep us up at night. That is, after we are done watching the latest episode of Abbott Elementary. I'm the journalist, Lori Walsh. One of the state's premier technology and education conferences is just around the corner, and organizers want your questions about AI in the classroom. It's the TIE 26 Compass Partners in Learning Conference, and it gathers educators from across the state. This year's theme, Back to the Future. So Jackie Wilbur is going to start us off with a really intriguing list of questions. Wilbur is Director of Student and Professional Services at the University of South Dakota. And Gina Benz is a Milken Award-winning teacher. She's been in the classroom for more than 25 years, and she also teaches in higher education as an adjunct professor. The first voice you'll hear is Jackie's.
I was really contemplating a lot after we had our last conversation with Gina about the next right thing. Mm-hmm. And I realized that so much of what we're talking about with AI has a lot to do with our values, with our ethics, what we want to spend our time on, what we don't want to spend our time on. And so I just started making a list of all the questions that I would love to talk with both of you about and see what your thoughts are.
It's a long list of questions, Gina.
Yes.
What do you think about the, now? If you remember last time we spoke, Gina said she had some overwhelm regarding AI in the classroom, and Jackie, you were feeling pretty confident. But Gina, when you see all these questions,
I feel overwhelmed.
You feel overwhelmed by the questions, but do you feel encouraged that Jackie is also thinking about a lot of things, even if they don't overwhelm her?
Yes, and I know I have a growth mindset, and I know that we just have to take it one question at a time, and it will be helpful.
So the power of a good question. And you provided us with a lot of articles to link to and learn more, and as I read through them, one of the things I really liked was in a piece by David Cutler, who said, don't ignore AI, but don't fall for the hype either. And I think that is a great place for me to start. Don't ignore it. It's out here. But also don't fall for this idea that it is, oh, everybody's already using it and you should just get over it and you should just go forward and you're falling behind if you're not keeping up. And there's a lot of hype surrounding this because, frankly, people are making a lot of money on AI right now. Billions of dollars. It's okay to slow down and ask some good questions.
Absolutely. I think that's good teaching advice, good life advice to stop and take a moment to pause and reflect always.
Gina, that's true in education. There's always some new magic thing.
Always. Something with new bells and whistles. And it is important to have the discernment, like you said, to get through the hype to whatever is the heart of the matter.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to the heart of the matter. Jackie, first question.
My first question was, is it ethical for educators at this point not to engage with AI or to just choose not to know about it at all? I think to the point you just made to Gina, there is always something new in education and things kind of come in and out of vogue or in and out of trend. And so the longer I myself am in this field and the longer I see other folks in the field, there is sometimes a tendency to say, let me wait and see how long this sticks around for. You know what I mean? Before I get too overly invested, because we might be on to the next thing before too long. And so my take at this point is that I don't think AI is a fad that's going away anytime soon, but it's impossible for me to predict. I hear some educators saying that, like, this too shall pass. We don't have to engage with it. And so I'm asking, at this point, is that ethical? Or do we owe it to students to begin engaging?
And there's a difference, Gina, between a teacher letting students know about AI, like you do in your classroom, being very clear about when you teach high school, when they can use, and college, you teach in higher ed as well, when they can use AI in your classroom, what the expectation is, what the transparency expectations are. That's different from you implementing it in your classroom.
That's very different.
Right. Teaching people about the tool is different from using the tool.
Absolutely.
Where do you fall down on this? Like,
fall down on this.
You know what?
Freudian slip. Yeah,
really. I think a common theme we've had on Teacher Talk this current season we're in is it depends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And here's what it depends on for me. First of all, I think it is ethical for a teacher to say, my classroom is not going to have any AI. In fact, I want to be as unplugged as possible. We did a podcast episode about that, unplugging the classroom, having less technology. I think it's a very ethical choice to say, let's have a space that where we can just breathe, just be without the technology. But I'm only comfortable having an unplugged classroom if someone else in my building is addressing technology things.
Sure.
I don't think students need every teacher, and again, I'm talking about secondary level, every teacher incorporating all things AI, but somebody should.
Jackie, do you have thoughts on this? Is it, it's not, you think you've decided that it's probably not a fad, that this is here to stay. Is it ethical to have a classroom where you're not using it at all?
I think, in my opinion, as long as you are intentional about your choice mm-hmm. and you know why you're choosing it, which means you've had some engagement with AI, right? There is a difference between what we're talking about here, which is I know about AI, I'm choosing to unplug in these instances, I know what my colleagues are doing in my building, where they're getting this necessary learning, but that's not the same as burying one's head in the sand and saying I'm refusing to know about this at all, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And so that is not an ethical choice, is to choose not to know about it. I think making an informed decision because you have explored the tools and you know how they will or will not work in your classroom is a completely ethical decision. But again, I think what Gina said of it depends, and there's a lot more to it than what I just said there. That's a very wide statement.
Yeah. I want to get to this question, which is, when do educators need to disclose that they have used AI, if at all? That's a big question. What do you think, Jackie? Some of your initial thoughts.
So many things. Anecdotally, I've just spoken with other people about it. And one of the reasons I think there is a desire to use AI as an educator is that students like feedback quickly. And best practice does say that you will give immediate/timely feedback. If you wait too long, the feedback is no longer relevant. And they might have also perpetuated a mistake for however long they were working on something before you were able to give them the feedback to tell them they were off course. So there is, in my opinion, sometimes a need to have the technology that moves faster to give them that immediate feedback that they might need. Mm. I don't know if you have to disclose that in every single instance or if there's a broad statement that needs to say sometimes feedback will be AI generated for a more immediate response.
Yeah.
Do I need to disclose if I have AI format something for me, but I wrote all of it? I don't know if that requires a disclosure or not. I'm not sure. I don't know if I have an answer on this one yet. I'm really uncertain. Yeah. What are you two thinking?
I think that if you're not willing to disclose, then there's a deeper issue there. As in, why do you want to keep that a secret?
Mm.
And that's something to explore. I as much as possible, I would disclose it. I think we're good model. I think we're models for our students. And so if they see that I'm giving credit to the AI, they would be more likely to do that as well. And I would rather err on the side of giving credit than not giving credit. And I also want to mention that at Northeastern University, a student filed a lawsuit because her professor was using AI to create lessons and presentations. And her argument was, I'm paying a lot of money, and this professor's just doing what I could probably do with AI. Probably not, actually, right? Because
sure.
I'm hoping he's editing it and really guiding it, but
he's bringing his full,
hopefully,
experience and knowledge and education into the classroom and then outsourced. I haven't seen the lawsuit.
Again,
but that would be a counter argument. Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. And so I think students can feel a little bit cheated if a teacher overuses the AI.
again, like Jackie said, we're talking about values here. Everything that comes up, it's a, so Jackie, is there a reason you wouldn't want to disclose something?
Yes. I'm not saying that I would keep this a secret or hide that I was using AI. I just am wondering if the redundancy of needing to say, oh, and where and when, right? Like if I disclose, I use AI to support formatting my documents in this class, disclosed, rather than every single document that might have been used AI to make sure that my columns are evenly spaced, if I like have to put that on the corner, just again, for expediency of the work I'm trying to do so I can get people things in a timely manner. But yes, I of course would never lie and say I didn't use AI or keep it a secret. I agree with Gina that when asked about what parts of things you should be able to identify what was or was not, I can't imagine an instance in which I wouldn't disclose that. I'm just thinking about like if I need a broad statement or if it does need to be as minute detail as here and here and here and here, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to get to this question too. Does AI enhance learning or stymie it? Or does it depend? And when would educators know or are they ethically obligated to know if it's AI that is harming the learning or if it's something else? So if the thinking of your student is underdeveloped, are you obligated as an educator to know that it's because they were over-relying on a tool versus something else and therefore you can teach to it? That's a big question.
It's so much to unpack. My
That's maybe the whole question.
Yes, it's such a big, big concept. And I don't, again, these are all questions that I have, not answers. But there is the MIT study that came out last June, so June 2025, that said ChatGPT might be eroding critical thinking skills. And what it studied was students who were ages 18 to 39 years old in the Boston area, and they were writing SAT essays using ChatGPT. And they were broken into different groups, some who were using ChatGPT, some who were writing it by themselves. And so what they found was the people that were using ChatGPT became more reliant upon it as the study went on, and then ultimately kind of de-evolved essentially to like just a copy-paste situation, whereas the folks who were writing their own essay, and it was a neurological study, so they were showing, you know, what brain waves were illuminating and how the brain was being activated in this process. And then at the end, they did a switch where they had the people who had been using AI write it themselves and the people who had been writing it themselves then use AI. And the people who had been writing themselves used AI very effectively and still had a lot of brain activation, whereas the people who'd been using AI still did not activate very well when they wrote it themselves. And so it kind of left this question of, like, if used effectively, is AI helping students advance, or does too much use put them into kind of like a non-thinking state where they are doing more of this copy-pasting?
Yeah. Yeah, and then I'll go on to the second part of the question. When would educators know, or are they ethically obligated to know, when AI is helping or harming learning? And here it is. We simply cannot always know what is helping and harming learning. We do our best. We try to figure it out as much as we can. But educators out there, you do the best you can. You can't do everything.
Yeah.
You can't be everything. You can't do everything. You just do the best that you can, and we have to rest in that.
You are doing this all the time. If a student is not doing well, you are constantly saying, well, why is that?
Yeah.
Were they absent? Is it something about, did something happening at home? Were they hungry? Is it my teaching? You know, am I not teaching to them? Am I not differentiating my teaching to them? This adds a complexity where, it could be that there's an over-reliance on a tool and therefore why. But I like what you say about, and then be a teacher. Do the thing that you already know how to do. Be the human being in the classroom that knows how to teach, that knows this kid, and is going to unpack the next right thing.
Yeah, because if I'm becoming a police officer or some sort of private investigator who's trying to figure all this stuff out, I can't also be the teacher I want to be. That's too much.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Jackie, pick another question that you find really intriguing for you.
So my last question, I have this long list, everyone who's not read the blog, and I end my last question with, now take all of these questions, which predominantly are about educators, and replace the question with parents or guardians, community, educational leadership, so principals, superintendents, and the student themselves. And I have all these same questions. I'm just curious, I think the larger question that I'm asking there is, what's everyone's role in all of this, right? Yeah. So the same question we were just discussing, is it on the student to say to themselves, you know, I'm noticing that when I'm using AI, I'm not thinking as much, right? And I need to call that out to someone and say, hey, I'm over-relying on AI and I'm really not letting myself learn. Is it on the folks at home? Is it on the community? Those are some, that's another piece that I'm wrestling
with. Is it on the company? What is the company's role and responsibility and age restrictions, for example? When does the company have some responsibility here to put a good product forward? When is it parents? Beware. When is it teachers? I love that question.
I'm glad you brought it up, Jackie, because sometimes school becomes a panacea for all of society's ills. And that makes sense because it's something that can be regulated by government and everybody comes to school, right, at some point. But school alone cannot fix everything. We do need the community to come alongside us. We need parents to come alongside us. And so when your child, your grandchild is using AI for their schoolwork, I hope you have a conversation about it.
Well said. Let's leave it there.
Thank you, Lori.
Lori, can I make a request?
Yes.
Did you notice that I ended this one also with an AI theme song from Teacher Talk that I created?
I did notice that.
Yes. I haven't listened to it.
Any desire to listen to it?
Yeah, I was thinking we'd listen to it.
I listened to it.
It's so bad. It's so bad. It's so funny.
Let's hear it.
From the prairie wind to the classroom door, three voices gather and the room leans in for more. Teacher talk, Lori, Jackie, Gina talk, morning bell on the spark, teacher talk, South Dakota. No, fail.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, there's more?
It's just repeated okay. Without me telling you.
I don't want more.
No, it's done now.
But I need to say something related to that.
Yep.
My son plays basketball. I've been to a lot of gymnasiums this winter. And there are schools that are making AI songs about their school. And they're getting played.
Why not ask the students in to the write gym. A song about the well? Maybe that answers. Maybe that's a question that answers itself. Why you don't?
Because the students will use AI to make the song.
So I think that's everything that's wrong with AI. That, you know, when it is doing the kind of creative work that really a human being should be doing. They're just things that we shouldn't use it for. That's my personal opinion. Yeah. And art, music, writing, poetry, for sure are on my list.
We need to value
teaching in front of the classroom, being the teacher. Yeah. That's on my list.
Yeah, we need to value the gifts people have been born with and have cultivated in their lives.
Yeah. Also, it's bad. You wrote a bad song.
It was bad.
Here's the thing I've been reading a lot about and thinking about this a lot is the way AI, and I'm not an AI user, and I've struggled with this, as you know, because I don't want to be an AI user. So again, where is my responsibility as a journalist to say I need to understand this tool so when I'm doing interviews, I can ask smart questions. So I have started doing some AI use just for that purpose, but not any practical use in my actual life or in journalism. Having said that, one of the things I find interesting is some of the research that's coming out about empathy and connection and people using AI tools to sort of feel less alone.
Yes.
And the problem being how often AI just encourages you and doesn't, and you just, it's yes men all around you. And that has me thinking about how often in my life I hear somebody say, I don't like that thing, or no, that's not up to our standard, or that's a bad song, and how hard it can be to have an honest relationship with somebody in today's age of social media, where you can get your algorithm that sort of feeds everything that you like, and now you can have a chat companion who sort of encourages you at all times, and we can all need that encouragement so much because maybe we don't get it in our lives. But if we get too much of it without honest, hard feedback, what does that mean for us as well? And I think that research is really interesting.
Did you read that MIT study about
I did last year, yeah.
and delusion?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think this one just came out in February, like a more recent one that says it has caused delusion and people have been hospitalized.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I haven't read that yet. I was looking at a Nautilus magazine article. Maybe it's not good for you for a machine to always tell you how great you are. And I find that an interesting area of research, too. This is the time that we were born into. We don't choose that time. We are very fortunate in so many ways to live in the time that we live, but we're also grappling with these big issues for the future and for future generations.
Yep.
Gina Benz teaches at Roosevelt High School in Sioux Falls. Dr. Jackie Wilbur is Director of Student and Professional Services at the University of South Dakota. She's been a teacher and a librarian, and she's a certified yoga instructor as well. The TIE 26 Compass Partners in Learning Conference is in Sioux Falls this year. That conference kicks off Monday, April 20th, and organizers are seeking questions about AI in the classroom from teachers, parents, students, and community members. We've got information about how to submit your question on our website at sdpb.org/teachertalk. That's also where you can find links to all the research that we referenced in our conversation today. That's our show for today. I hope that it served you from all of us here at SDPB. I'm Lori Walsh. Thanks for listening.